We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket on a Tuesday morning. Cool out there, but supposed to clear up today. High of 46 degrees. The Red Wings are back on LCA ice tomorrow night. They will take on the Calgary Flames. Joining us to talk about that and everything that's going on with the team so far is the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Jeff Blashill. He joins us on the Troy Laser Hotline here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I was trying to see how good you guys were, how much you can think on your feet. Went in a little late there. So
I think you can tell we're not very good at that.
What are you talking about, Stoney?
I'm only kidding.
We're outstanding. Give us kind of an overview of the way things have gone, Jeff. You guys obviously got off to a nice start at home, struggled a little bit, and then went on a nice winning streak so far, 8-8. I mean, is that kind of indicative of the season? Are you kind of a 500 team in your mind at this point?
Well, I certainly hope to be better when it's all said and done, but that's certainly where we're at. You know, it's been, it's what the league is. It's every single night. And I say this lots. I don't know if people believe me or not believe me, but if they walk with us for a few days, they'd see it. Everybody I talked to around the NHL says the same thing. It's amazing how tight it is every single night. And you got to find a way to win more games than you lose. And you know, we went through a stretch early where we won some games. And, you know, when I look at chances for and chances against, lots of times those are indicators of whether you'll win or lose. And they've been fairly even in a lot of the games. And what that says is a lot of the games that we've lost, we could have won. And a lot of the games we've won, we could have lost. And that's just the reality of it. So now what we're trying to do is how can we be better? And I think over the last four or five games, I think when I watch, my eye test says that we're making real good progress. My eye test says that we're playing faster. My eye test says that we're putting lots of pressure on teams and creating more chances than certainly we were two and a half weeks ago. And as we do that, I think we can build our team. And then it comes down to making big plays at big moments.
Most teams are more successful at home than they are on the road. You guys have 12 of your next 14 games at Little Caesars Arena. How important is it to take care of home ice and make the new place a major home ice advantage?
Critical. There's no denying it. We let it slip last year and didn't do a good enough job during this stretch. You know, we've been on the road lots here. It seems like we've been on the road forever. We've managed to keep our head above water, which is somewhat your goal on the road. I think if you go 500 on the road, you go about 700 at home, you're a playoff team. Well, we need to make sure we take care of that 700. So this stretch is critical. We have to have urgency every night we show up here. We got to make sure that this is a place that we win lots of games at. I thought the atmosphere in the third and into overtime was unreal the other night. We got to give the fans lots to cheer for, and so we got to make sure we take care of our business here at home.
I was going to ask about that. I know early on, you know, a lot of the empty seats, especially the beginning of periods. Has it gotten any better, and is there anything you can do about it?
Well, I think one you do is win, and the more you win, the more fans are apt to treat it as a sporting event rather than a social night, you know. And so you got to win, and that's I understand that. I think when you have club seating and club opportunities where, you see this at lots of venues throughout the league, especially beginning of periods, people go into the clubs, they get their food, they get their drinks, and it takes them a little longer to get out, and it doesn't look good. The optics aren't good on TV, but that's just reality sometimes. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, the more big games you're in and the more you're winning, the more the fans are going to be excited to cheer you on, and so we got to make sure we're winning.
Red Wing head coach Jeff Blashill with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Wings are back at the LCA tomorrow night taking on Calgary. We talked to you opening night, and you said, we will be better on the power play. I know it, and you are. You're now 14th in the league. You're also 6th in penalty kill, and I'm wondering if that is, in your mind, kind of one of your biggest sources of pride to this point is your specialty teams and how well you've played in both facets.
Well, I just know that we're not going to be where we want to be at the end of the year if our specialty teams aren't really good. And you know, lots have been said about our power play, but I also, you know, in our meetings at the beginning of the year, challenged our penalty kill as well. You know, it's been good. It's been fine. It's been in the middle of the pack. Well, middle of the pack isn't going to cut it for us. We need to be better than that, and it has been. There's going to be ebbs and flows, but it's been better than that. So, you know, I would like our both specialty teams in the top 10 at the end of the year. I think that puts us in position to be a playoff team. But, you know, we've still got some work to do. Now, we haven't drawn tons of penalties. It's been weird here the last little bit because we've drawn lots of opportunities. We've had lots of ozone time, but we don't seem to draw enough penalties. So hopefully as we go through and draw more penalties, it gives our power play even more chance to be dangerous. I thought the unit with the young guys on, including Mike Green, but the young guys at AA and Larkson, Mantha, and Furkey has been real, real dangerous. So if we can get the other unit going to the same level, I think it can be a real potent power play.
I want to ask you about Mantha and Larkin in particular. It seems another year, especially Larkin, more mature. Mantha, obviously, you know, scoring goals any time he gets a great shot. Are you seeing more maturity from them both on and off the ice?
No, 100%. You know, I just think I thought the time that Larks and I spent together last year at the World Championships was real beneficial, too. He was kind of our go-to matchup center over there. He was an assistant captain on that team. I got to talk about a lot of leadership opportunities, those types of discussions. And I think he's been a mature kid for his age from the onset since he's been here. I don't think many young guys could handle what he's been able to handle. But I also think that he's, you know, had the opportunity to grow leaps and bounds over those years. And he's just a winning type player in person. And I've seen Anthony Mantha grow tons. You know, obviously our relationship goes back a number of years, and he's grown a ton. Anthony wants to be a great player, and he wants to win. And those are two things I always know about him. And I think his game is maturing as well. You know, I think obviously like everybody else, there's still areas of growth, but it's certainly maturing, and he's dangerous when he gets opportunities right now.
On the flip side, Jeff, do we still need to see more consistently from Tatar and Nyquist?
You know, I think both their games have been good, to be honest with you. I'd say from a production standpoint, yes, that answer is yes. But I also say that, you know, when I look at process, I mean, there's two sides of it. There's process and there's production. And from a process standpoint, I think it's been really good. I think they've competed extraordinarily hard all year. I think they pay attention to detail. I think they're pretty complete 200-foot players. They both had chances, and I think in some of those chances, we got to make sure that they're scoring goals. Now, Tats has always been a guy who's hot and cold a little bit, and when he heats it up, he really scores in bunches. You saw that last year. We'd like them to start scoring in bunches here on Wednesday. It's something that's going to be critical for us. But I think both their approaches has been excellent. From a production standpoint, I think them, like a lot of guys on the team, we just need a little bit more.
In terms of the goaltending, obviously Jimmy Howard's been terrific. Peter Mrazek, when given a chance, has played well. It has not been a real platoon. I mean, obviously Howard's gotten most of the games. Is that because he's played well and has deserved it, or was that your plan all along? I mean, obviously last year you seemed to kind of go back and forth, whereas this year it's been a little bit more Howard than Mrazek.
Well, I think similar probably the beginning of last year. You know, last year came in and Pete was kind of the number one and Jimmy was the backup, and then Jimmy kind of earned his way into more starts. And I'd say it was the opposite this year. You know, coming in, Jimmy was given the opportunities earlier. And he's done a great job with it. And Peter knew that coming in, and Peter's done a great job of working to put himself in position when he does start. He can give us real quality starts, but he also knows that right now Jimmy's done an excellent job. And so, you know, I think it seems in the league now that you end up relying on both goalies. Every team seems to, for the most part. The days of Marty Brodeur playing as many games as he did doesn't seem to happen a whole bunch. And I've told both of them they're going to have big impacts on the year. But Jimmy certainly has been the guy to carry more of the load, and he's done a great job with it.
Defensively, I know you guys are never satisfied. Is it better than you thought, or is it still the weak link of this team?
No, I think, first of all, Trevor Daley's been excellent. He's given us Just a guy who can go out and play against other people's best players on a nightly basis for 20-some minutes and give you real good hockey. And that's what I thought when we signed him, and it's certainly proven to be true. I think our D Corps has done a good job, given the fact that one of our best D in Danny DeKeyser has been out most of the year. And, you know, I think he played the first 3-4 games, and now he's been out ever since then. And so I think... I think they've done a good job. I think Daly and Erickson have been a good pair for us to go out and play against the other team's best every night. I think Mike Green, I think he leads the league in 5-on-5 minutes. It just shows the impact that he's had. So I think they've done a good job. And, you know, again, we're just looking, we just need a little bit more to push us over the hump to where we'd like to be. And that little bit more comes from just a little bit more scoring at critical moments.
And as far as the injuries, you mentioned DeKeyser. You expect to have Abdelkader back tomorrow. And DeKeyser, is he soon to follow, do you think?
Yeah, he's getting there. Abby, I expect to play tomorrow. I'm hoping without setbacks, if DK can get in. And by setback, I just mean as you ramp up your progression, is there any increase in pain? And if there's not, then I expect DK to be back. Hopefully... I would shoot more for Sunday, but we'll see.
I'm impressed, by the way. Your nickname game is on mid-level form, because I looked at Frick with a guy with no vowels in his name, and you're still able to give him a nickname. Fricky, is that what you said?
Fricky, yeah.
Fricky, yeah.
I added a Y.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, there's no vowels, for God's sakes.
Well, Y is sometimes considered a vowel, right?
Well, but he added
it. Yeah, I know.
All right, hey, Jeff, thanks for the time. Good luck tomorrow night, and good luck on the homestand here to come.
Good job being on your toes this morning, guys.
Hey, you've got to freelance sometimes, right? There's only so much the coach can do. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate
it. Thank you. All right,
Jeff Blashill, the Red Wing head coach, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.